Today's reading is from Deuteronomy 8, verses 10 to 18. When you have eaten and are satisfied, praise the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. Be careful that you do not forget the Lord. Forget the Lord your God, failing to observe his commands, his laws, and his decrees that I am giving you this day. Otherwise, when you eat and are satisfied, when you build fine houses and settle down, and when your herds and flocks grow large, and your silver and gold increase, and all you have is multiplied, then your heart will become proud, and you will forget the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. He led you through the vast and dreadful desert, that thirsty and waterless land with its venomous snakes and scorpions. He brought you water out of hard rock. He gave you manna to eat in the desert, something your fathers had never known, to humble and to test you so that in the end it might go well with you. You may say to yourself, my power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me. But remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth and so confirms his covenant, which he swore to your forefathers as it is today.
Today is a day that we do stop and remember, isn't it? Remembering is something that we do every day. People have many ways of remembering. We have dates that we need to remember. Birthdays, wedding anniversaries. We have dates that we have to remember. We have ways of remembering people's names. Well, some of us do. There are ways of being able, my fellow preacher in my previous church was amazing. He could remember how he did his sermons. He had ways of remembering, so he made sure he did the right thing in the right place. So he could preach without notes completely. His memory was very good. There are people, aren't there, who are able to remember packs of cards. And each card. So, I'm going to demonstrate that now. I have spent the last day remembering these cards, hopefully. So we'll see. That should be the Queen of Spades. Five of Clubs. Eight. Clubs. Okay. Seven of Spades. It's not written on the back. Thank you. King of Hearts. Ace. Diamonds. Yeah, you can clap, that's fine. Clap. I've forgotten this one. Oh, well, never mind. And then, no, don't clap. Please don't clap, because I've cheated. I've got them written down here on my sermon. So, you know, I can tell you now, I would not be able to remember that. That is not me. But there are people, aren't there, who are able to commit not only one deck of cards to memory, they can do several, because they have developed, they have taught themselves how to do it. And maybe some of you can go, yeah, well, I can do that. Great. You can perhaps show me that, but I can't. So, no, please don't. That's that, you know, that was me completely doing it cheatingly. But we do, we have things that we have to remember. And today, we remember. Today we remember. What do you do with your poppy after Remembrance Day? Do you throw it away or keep it for next year? Does it languish in a drawer until you come across it again in a few months' time? Perhaps you have a very particular place for it. But the poppy is a symbol of our remembering. So I want to ask the bigger question. What will I do with our remembering after Remembrance Day? Today, there are many acts of remembrance, aren't there? Even in our own town, there are people from our church who've gone to the main town, the remembrance service. Today, there are people in their services taking time to remember. And then on the 11th of November, there will be many more. But what happens on a Tuesday, on Wednesday, and the next day, and the next? We will put our remembering away until next year, when we will get it out again and brush it off. For some here, some who are in the Abbey, remembering is very personal. Remembering is very personal. Because with it is mourning. Mourning what has happened to a colleague, a friend, a partner, a parent, a child. That isn't something you can switch in and out of in line with the calendar. But for many of us, we are at more of a distance, sharing in solidarity in that remembering. And while it is not a personal matter for us, it matters. It matters. How we remember and what we do with our remembering matters. What we do on Monday matters. Are we going to take time and pause? Put down our phone, our social media, and reflect. Because if we just put our remembering along with our poppies to one side, then we have not remembered rightly this weekend. Right remembering is about more than setting aside a day in the year to remind ourselves of the facts. Remembering rightly is about how we live in the light of those facts. Especially today as a community and as a nation. Now in our reading today, remembering is a big part of what's being told to the people of Israel. Remembering within the Old Testament is aided often by the construction of monuments. Now, one such example is within the wilderness journey as the people crossed over the Jordan. God instructs his people to create a monument. And in fact, they make two. They put one in the riverbed and one on the bank. Every time they were to see it, they will be reminded of what happened and how God helped them cross the Jordan. Throughout the Old Testament, the people of God, the Israelites, were forever being called by God to remember. To remember who they were and where they had come from. And it was often at times in their life when things were going wrong. But the call to remember wasn't about just reminding themselves that they had made mistakes or how they had been rescued. It was also to remind them and the generations that followed that God was with them. And I imagine we too have times when we remember things going on in our lives, don't we? Some very significant things. The loss of somebody. The fact that maybe we didn't get a job that we thought we were going to get. We are formed by these things. And it could be, perhaps we remember when somebody insults us, or when somebody does this, or, oh, I remember when I was in that place there, that happened. We remember. It was to remind the generations that God had been faithful. Are we reminded of how faithful God is? Look around you. Look at this building. This building's been up since 1835. A long time ago. Very long time ago. This is a reminder that God has been moving in Bourne since 1835. God's been moving before then, because there was a building before this. And the people before then worshipped in the woods. So next week, we're in the woods. David speaking. But, you know, do you know what I mean? There is faithfulness here in this place. God's people have worshipped here. You know, and that's what I do love going. I love going to the Abbey. I love going to some of these old Church of England buildings that have been around for centuries, because they are soaked in God. Spirituality, you know, prayers are prayed. The walls, they just echo people's prayers. Saints have been praying in that space for centuries. So therefore, there is a reminder to us that God has been faithful. Do we remember that? Do we remember? Do you remember when God called you home? Do you remember when God said, oh, I want you? And you responded. Last week, Mark stood up, gave his testimony. He remembered when God called him. He was baptized, and we've given him a certificate as a reminder so he can go, oh yeah, that's when it was. But I bet some of us can go, oh yeah, I know, I was baptized, this. I can't, because my memory's not great. But there are people I know who could say, I was baptized, yes, here, and at this point. Now, as we read in the passage and verses around it, the people were called to remember what God had done for them. What God had done for them. This is that the people were to settle and be prosperous. That's what they got called right at the very beginning of their journey. So as they are now settling into the promised land and begin to thrive, they're not to forget all that God had done for them. As we read on in this passage, we see that they are called to remember that it was God who brought them out of slavery. It was nothing they did. Looking over the verses, the people are urged to keep their feet on the ground, to recognize that it's God, not them, who's been active. Verse 18 says this, remember the Lord your God. He is the one who gives you power to be successful in order to fulfill the covenant he confirmed to your ancestors with an oath. He is the one who gives you power to be successful. In all that has happened and is to happen in the future, the people of God are called to remember the Lord. Called to remember the Lord. In the same way, for us today, to have taken a moment to remember those who've given of themselves to give us the lives that we have today is important. We are like the people of Israel, urged to not take freedom for granted. For it is because of nothing we have done, but because of what others have done, that we should remember. Today, those who would say yes to Jesus as their Lord and Saviour also wear another symbol, don't they? Another symbol of remembrance. The cross. The poppy and the cross. In wearing a cross, Christians acknowledge and continually remember what Jesus has done for them as a person and for the world. In considering the poppy and the cross as symbols of remembrance, we can acknowledge that both symbolize blood being shed, and in wearing them, we acknowledge and remember that the blood shed was and is for the benefit of us. As we remember those who have fallen or been injured, let's remind ourselves that they are not just a statistic or even a fact. For behind each fact is a person, and behind them, a family, colleagues, a group of friends, a community, a nation that is different because of that one. But today, God would also say to us, as we remember, don't forget your future. Don't get stuck with the facts, however sacred. In a way, that causes you to forget you have a future. The people in our reading were going, great, we're doing really well. We're thriving. Look at my property, isn't it lovely? I've got a lovely veranda. You know, they were going, aren't we great? Aren't we doing wonderful? We are thriving. And when we start to thrive, what happens? We forget. We forget. The people of God were forgetting. They were forgetting the Lord. And that's why they are being told 3 or 4 times, remember the Lord. Now, I know that I forget God. I forget God. When things are going really well, I do. But I can guarantee you do too. When things are going really well, there are times when we go, oh, I've forgotten God. And actually, I bet there are times even when we struggle that we forget God. Remember the Lord. Remember the Lord. Let us remember the Lord because he has done great things. Not mediocre things. Great things. Things that affect our future. As a church, we demonstrate what comes in the future. And we demonstrate past, present, and future each time we share in communion. For this is a meal that we partake as a community. We share together to not only remember what has been, the Father offering Jesus as a sacrifice on the cross, but it is also is. It is present. That freedom to live a new life with the presence of the Holy Spirit. But also what is to come. A future when Christ will return. The past, the present, and the future. God's ultimate promise for us is that God will dwell with us. There will be no more mourning, no more crying, no more pain. We will get out of our cycles of violence and war because all that has been gathering up in Christ, who has shown us a different way. The future starts with us now, because there is no going back, only moving forward. Taking our remembering and our honouring with us and living in the light of it, not putting it to one side. So how will you remember honourably? In the light of our actions of remembrance, both today and in the week ahead, how will we resolve in our lives to be on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday? When we remove our poppy from the coat, it's been on these last few days, think about what you will do with it, and what will you do with the remembering that it symbolises. Perhaps you will put it in a particular place from where it will continue to nudge you in your remembering. And for those of us that know Christ, those of us that know the Lord Jesus Christ as Saviour, let us remember him daily. And in times of victory and sorrow, remember his sacrifice. Remember the Lord your God, for he is the one who brought freedom. So just as the early disciples sought, and Christians today seek, through their lives to remember the actions lived out by Jesus, let us seek to do the same. By our living, we look to remember him. Amen. Let's pray. Father God, we, on this day, remember the cost, not only of those who've paid the price to bring peace, but Lord, we remember the price of Jesus Christ, the one who gave himself freely as a sacrifice to bring restoration to creation, so that we could have relationship with you, a personal living relationship with you. Father, help us in both times of plenty and in times of sorrow to remember you, to remember the Lord our God, who has paid and brought us out of slavery, to have freedom, to have life in all its abundance. Help us to remember. The price paid. In your name. Amen.